Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, there is a movie coming out. I believe the date of the movie is in May. We'll let you know at the conclusion of talking about it, but it's called Persecuted. Persecuted. This is not just a movie, but it's a movement. And it's so important because of today's technology, and you just can't believe everything that you read. You can't believe everything that you hear. I mean, everything that we say, we tell you, go verify it. You know, research it yourself. That's why we try to give, if you notice, when you go to the VFN Torch, when we make more things available to you on the Torch, maybe you're listening on radio and you can't see the video, we want you to see yourself. But we also put related links in there so you can actually read what we're talking about.
Right.
And we tell you continually, hey, read your Bible so you can actually, you can check us, but check everything. But understand this, that print media, and they understand that if you can produce a narrative over people that's not true, people will begin to believe it. If you say a lie long enough, they say, it becomes truth.
Yeah, that's what Hitler said, right?
Yeah, Hitler said, if you say a lie long enough, it becomes truth. And that's just the way things are, unless you can verify it with the truth itself, which is the Word of God. And so this movie is so important. I think it's going to be truly a movement. It totally makes sense. I kind of see it. I've always kind of felt like this is it's so easy to be able to do. But I want you to be able to watch it now. And this is the movie trailer. It's going to be coming out, I believe, on May the 1st.
The largest in the country. Well, a new political thriller called Persecuted is coming to theaters this spring, where a member of Congress frames a nationally known evangelist for murder because he tries to block sweeping religious reform. And CBN's Wendy Griffith has a small part in the film. Director Daniel Lusko told her the frightening scenario is not as far-fetched as you might think. Wendy recently sat down with Lusko and actor Brad Stein to talk about the film.
There are those who claim that your ministry is intolerant, that your crusades may even threaten the freedoms of others.
Freedom is fragile and costly and must constantly be defended.
Daniel, what inspired you to write Persecuted?
The Holy Spirit inspired me to write Persecuted. I woke up one morning and it was there. The government was trying to take control of everything, including the very source that gave our country its foundation, which is biblical truth.
I cannot water down the gospel.
James Remar plays lead character, evangelist John Luther. We met on location during filming in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Tell me about John Luther.
John Luther is the hero of our story, and he becomes a major evangelist at the level of a Billy Graham at a time when America becomes an unwelcoming environment for the gospel. And he's discredited. He is tarnished. He's taken away from his family and his ministry, and eventually has to go on the run as a fugitive to prove the truth.
So, John, what is your opinion of the primary tenets of the Faith and Fairness Act?
Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson and I both have roles in Persecuted. She as the news anchor who questions John Luther's motives, and myself as a legal expert who talks about Luther's checkered past.
And leaving the scene of an accident. Talk about a relapse.
Well, you played a very powerful role. And I'll just say this, Wendy, our own Wendy Griffith from the 700 Club is an important role in the movie. And again, establishes the credibility of the case against John Luther.
Do you mind if we get a picture with my daughter?
So basically you have a famous evangelist, John Luther, who is framed for murder by a member of Congress because he's standing in the way of the sweeping religious reform. Is this really fantasy, or is this something that you could actually envision happening in America?
It really is beginning because we allow ourselves to be silenced in the name of political correctness.
Why is Persecuted not your typical Christian film?
Well, we have an all-star cast in the film of Persecuted, and I think it's because we have an all-star story that has come in sync with the pulse that is happening across our country, and I think people are picking up on that, regardless of what political view you come from. So I'd love for people to go and visit facebook.com/persecutedmovie, because that's where we're going to be posting updates about the film, screening updates, tour updates, contests, everything leading up to the release.
Persecuted opens in theaters nationwide May 9th. Also look for Persecuted the novel in stores on April 1st. And Pat, that Wendy Griffith keeps proving she's so ever versatile, gifted, and talented.
Incredible. TV personality, movie actress. What else you got on the
This
agenda?
Is my first big screen role. I mean, you can't blink, though. You got to be really glued to the screen. But, you know, get your popcorn and you head to the theaters May 9th.
That's an interesting show. You know, it is very, very believable. It would be easy to frame somebody.
It's a thriller. It's not your typical Christian movie that you go
to
see.
Typical Christian movie. I think this is more...
And Daniel Lesko was so much fun. You know, it was... you know, I'm used to being on camera, but making a movie is totally different. And when I was there on location in New Mexico, you know, first of all, they have a trailer for you, and it's really cool. And then
the star on the door.
There wasn't a star on the door. It was a pretty dusty little, well, it was in Albuquerque. It was in the middle of summer. But, you know, the director talks you through how to say your lines, and it's really cool. It was a very cool experience.
Yeah, you don't have this now. Nobody's talking you through.
Not here. No, we're all ad-libbing.
Okay. But that's an exciting movie, and I think people want to go see it. I think it's going to be very good.
Absolutely. May 9th.
So. We don't want to be paranoid, but the truth is that it is so easy to set somebody up in today's world. It is so easy to do it.
Yeah, I mean, this lead character, he was like... imagine the biggest evangelist in America that you can think of and framed for murder. And then he has to run for his life because, you know, he's trying to stop Congress from pushing through this this act that's going to make water down the gospel. Yeah. So it's really an exciting movie, and it was a fun experience.
I'm glad you were on it. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, you, just to see Wendy's worth the price of admission. Bring your friend.
We are going to go right into this movie trailer for Persecuted. This is so relevant. And they say this is not a movie. This is the beginning of a movement. Persecuted. Listen up.
It's a political thriller. Persecuted is about an evangelist named John Luther, who's renowned at the level of a Billy Graham. And at the height of his career, America becomes an unwelcoming environment for the gospel.
John Luther is a world-famous televangelist. He's got millions of viewers and a huge business, if you will, that is all geared towards preaching the gospel and expressing his faith. And he's very successful. He's a married man. He's happily married. He has a beautiful daughter. Things are going really well for him. And it's going really well for him on the strength of what he does. His personal energy, his charisma, his commitment to his teachings are all very profound and very, very solid. And then things conspire to upset that.
But the Bible says that no government can ever bring peace to mankind. Why?
You know, as a wife myself, I think it was kind of easy to find a little bit of myself in this character. Monica is clearly a supportive wife. Has maybe felt a little bit forsaken from time to time with a husband who's in the spotlight and somebody who is a man that stands up for what he believes, but maybe sometimes at the expense of his own family.
Individual threat to the lead character in the movie, but a challenge to his faith. I think the theme of the movie has to do with the power of faith and the ability to overcome great obstacles, both practical and theological.
I play a character named Senator Donald Harrison, sort of a slippery incarnation of evil. I think he's just trying to work for the greater good in his mind.
Played the President of the United States, but I kind of play a guy that's really kind of bad behind the scenes, trying to get some legislation passed that turns out to be pretty unpopular, but utilizing a senator who's actually the front man, if you will, but always staying back far enough so that I can have some plausible deniability.
I also think it's very timely for what we're discussing, actually, every day on the show, on Fox and Friends. There's a Christian message here, there's a political message here, and I think it's very timely with regard to what politicians might do in some cases to get things done.
So I'm making a brief appearance as a CNW anchor telling the news about the death and murder and apparent rape of this young girl that the reverend in the story, John Luther, is being alleged, all the allegations against him. So literally what this movie is about is being debated throughout the entire world, at the United Nations. There are countries and religious movements that are pushing to criminalize speaking out about your faith, telling others what you believe, because it may hurt their feelings, because it hurts national unity, because it causes outrage. So they are using what will be outrage to then criminalize the freedom of speech and the freedom to express your faith. And that is very real, and it is a fight that's happening right now.
If I had my say, I hope and pray that Persecuted affects people, number one, with the quality of the work. It's a wonderfully shot, it's got a great story behind it, great actors. So it really, I think, has a reach that potentially could be bigger than a lot of films that have a faith element attached to them. But from a personal ideological standpoint, I really, really care about the fact that even though it's a drama, and even though it's fiction, it's dealing with how governments and power can be used to destroy a citizen, a human being who happens to have a different point of view than somebody else, and how when power and pride controls, then it's tyranny, and it oppresses, and it destroys everything in its way.
Persecuted, May the 9th. Make sure you're there. This is going to be so exciting. To this understanding, getting perspective and watching these quotes. For those that are listening on radio, that weren't watching on television, the Christian Television Network, you can see this on BFNTV.com and watch these quotes from Abraham Lincoln, from George Washington, from President Ronald Reagan,
from
John F. Kennedy.
Martin Luther King.
Don't pray that life is easier. Pray that we'll be stronger men.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something?
Yes.
And today, that would be the bipolar opposite of that. Or what was Dr. King's quote in the context of that?
Oh.
It's a powerful quote about remaining silent and just being there, being present. And it's just I could feel how these things are merging together, because it's taking who we are in our original intent, and it's being challenged in the context of it, and the church is having to rise up. When it rises up, then it's being persecuted.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hence, hello. Persecuted.
Yeah.
And quite often that's when there's breakthroughs. So, my goodness, we just need to really pray and believe it may. And you think about this, I think about this too. And I was going to talk about this in the future, but this is a perfect time to talk about it. I mean, Hollywood When you think about Habakkuk 2, 2 through 3, I mean, God specifically lays out how we are to lay out vision.
Mm-hmm.
And because God's designed the human being, us, to respond towards articulated vision where we can buy in. Well, you think about Hollywood. Hollywood has a great ability now with a $100 million budget to bring home a vision in such a clear way that when you show up with your PowerPoint and your three, you know, and you're biblically correct, and they're just so overly stimulated by the visions of the world that are laid down, you know, it's kind of hard to compete with that with the, and, but you look at movies like Persecuted and God Is Not Dead.
Yeah.
And these other movies that are coming out, it's just a rise of quality, ability to be able, so you think, well, why would we need to be able to be in the movies or have that media? Because Habakkuk 2 through 3 says that if you can write a vision and make it plain so other people can run with it, then they can get it and they can have it. So if you're going to pull out this old transparency thing and hold it up on some overhead thing and start talking about something while you're competing with a $100 million budget,
right?
It, granted, the presence of God resolves all that, but how do they go? How would they go? Why not, you know, believe God for the media mountain, you know, that God would take that over the seven mountains. One of those mountains is the media mountain. And it looks like a rise in quality and production. And not only that, but a relevant, timely and relevant, because that's coming out 2 years before, 2 years before we actually begin to choose new, actually a few months before we choose leadership.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's a government by the people and for the people. So when you are deciding on who you're going to choose to lead your school board all the way up to Washington, D.C., find out their values. Find out who these individuals are. Forget about the party. Find out about the individual. Who is Jesus to you? How is your soul? Mm-hmm. Who knows you? Mm-hmm. And who knows your fruit? And I'll never forget, I was asking a governor that was running for governor, and this governor says, you know, asked some very specific questions, and he said, well, it's on the website. I said, I'm looking at you now. I want to hear it right now.
That's right.
Who is Jesus to you? You know, and I wanted to know. And he could tell me whatever it is, but I wanted to hear from that particular person, and they proved right in their decisions and what they did, because we want to be able to vote for, you know, leadership that's godly leadership, you know, values. They have values, founding fathers and the founder of earth, God himself in the universe. And we can do that because it's a government by the people and for the people. Don't forget, it's Persecuted. It's coming out May the 9th. Make sure you can catch it. The website is you can go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and all the details will be there. God bless. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here. as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.